That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Well, Lum's misery over losing the friendship of Miss Emily was not lightened any when she made good her threat of resigning from her school teaching job by sending in her resignation to school board president Lum Edwards. And then the mud splashing incident yesterday didn't help Lum either. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store. Lum is just entering.
Come in. Oh, it's just you, Lum.
Yeah, it's me. What do you mean, just me?
Well, I thought maybe it might be a customer coming in. I was bent over here behind the counter trying to straighten up these tablets here.
Oh, me. Let me sit down. Well, it's me, all right. Well, it is what's left of me.
Well, whereabouts have you been?
Granny, I'm over to a frazzle. War to a frazzle.
Well, sit down. Oh, watch me now. Don't sit on the cat.
Oh,
get out there, Gertrude.
Geraldine. Geraldine.
Oh, I can't tell them apart. All them gray cats running around here.
Get on back in the feed room with your babies.
You had me worried, Lum. I thought maybe you'd went summers and sure enough suicided yourself this time.
No, I almost wished I had it, though.
Well, you know, Lum, I thought of a new way for you to do it, and it's a dandy, too, you know. I'll tell you what you can do, Lum.
Well, don't bother to tell me.
It's a gooder, now.
That's
don't...
the way that car hitting idea turned out yesterday. I don't want no more of your ideas.
Well, now, Lum, the reason that never worked because you was jumping out of the way. Cedric tried to steer the car into you, but you got over to too far to one side of the road there. We couldn't hit you.
Well, who wouldn't the way you fellas was coming at me? Must have been going 100 miles an hour.
We weren't no such a thing. Weren't over 20 miles an hour.
Well, whatever it was, you'd have sure killed me if you'd ever hit me. Was that what you was aiming on doing?
Why, no, of course not.
I told you and Cedric both not to go over 4 miles an hour.
Yeah, well, Lum, see, the trouble was that Cedric's car won't go that slow. 15 miles an hour is about as slow as he can do in that thing. Something's wrong with the carbonate or the throttle or something. I don't know. He said, but I don't know.
Well, it burnt the whole plan anyway.
Yeah.
And to make it worse, you fellas had to go and splash mud all over Miss Emmeline.
Well, we had to swerve over toward that mud puddle trying to hit you, Lum. It was your fault you let us over there.
Just not disgusted. I don't even like to think about it.
I don't either. Another 2 inches and we'd have got you short of the world. Whereabouts was you at today anyway?
Oh, over at the schoolhouse.
Schoolhouse? You ain't started in school again, have you?
No, I thought maybe I might get a chance to talk to Miss Emmeline while all the young'uns was out on the playground during lunchtime.
Oh, well, did you see her?
Yeah, I seen her.
Well, good.
But she never seen me.
Leastways,
she never let on like she did.
Oh, well, did you say anything to her?
I never got close enough to her to say anything.
Well, that ain't so hard to do. Just walk right up to her desk and start talking. Well, pop your fingers at her to get her attention. If you want.
She weren't at her desk, though. She was outside on the playground with the young'uns umpiring a baseball game.
Oh. Well, what'd you do? Just stand there?
No, I moved around a little.
Oh.
Not much, so.
Look down at your feet, huh?
No, I never looked at my feet.
Oh.
I tried to make out like I was inspecting the schoolhouse. See if it needed any repairs or anything like that.
Yeah, well, that was a good idea. Did it?
I don't know. I never noticed.
Well, a fine school board president you are, Lum. You mean you couldn't see that stovepipe hanging to one side there?
Abner, that ain't the reason I went over there. I've just got to get her to talk to me again. I don't think I can live another day this way. You don't know what a terrible thing I'm going through, Abner.
Well, I can tell it's affecting you something wonderful. I notice when you come in the store, Lum, you even walk different.
Well, that's just on account of my leg.
Your leg?
Yeah, I think I pulled a liniment in it.
Well, how in the world did you do that?
Well, while I stand there watching that baseball game, a fly ball come over in my direction, so I figured if I could catch it and take it over and hand it back to her, she'd have to say something to me. Thank you, or much obliged, or something.
Miss Emmeline, huh?
Yeah.
Now, that's a good idea. Good idea. Good head work. Odd doggies, you're using that little old brain of yours. Yeah, care what anybody says, you use that thing.
Head work is right. I run over and jumped at least 3 foot in the air to try to catch it, but I must have jumped a little too high because the dad-blame ball hit me right smack in the face.
In the face?
Yeah, I seen stars for 10 minutes.
Oh, that must have hit you awful hard if it pulled a liniment clean down in your leg.
Well, I done that when I jumped, or when I fell one.
Did you fall, too?
I must have.
Huh?
The next thing I know, that little Blevins girl was picking me up.
You mean little Bunny Blevins?
Yeah, I guess so.
Bless her heart. Bless her little heart.
It was embarrassing, whoever it was.
Well, then, did you hand the ball back to Miss Emmeline?
I don't know, Abner. I was just humiliated. I got up and picked up my comb and pencil and pocketbook and got out of there as fast as I could.
Well, who won?
Who won what?
The baseball game.
I don't know who won.
You mean you never even waited to find out?
Abner, who cares about a baseball game at a time like this?
Well,
I never even cared who won the World Series. I'm a miserable man. You ain't got no ideas how I'm suffering.
Well, I believe your face is a little swole up there where you got hit long.
That's the least of my trouble. The physical tortures ain't got nothing to do with it compared to the mentality anguishes I'm going through.
Oh, but I never had no idea it was that bad.
Oh, I tell you, Abner, it's terrible.
Must be.
My mind's in a constant terminal.
Well, now, Lom, don't take it so hard. Even if Miss Emmeline does tell the school board she's leaving on account of you, why, they might not fire you from being school board president.
Oh, well, I don't care about that. They can take that job away from me or anything else I've got. That ain't what I'm worrying about.
Well, what in the world is it, then?
Abner, can't you understand? I'm losing the woman I love.
Oh,
I can't let that happen. I've just got to win her back some way.
Well, Lom, why don't you just go over there to the boarding house where she stays and just have a nice long talk with her? Do it tonight. Get it over with.
Where do you think I was at last night? I went over to the boarding house at 5 o'clock and told Sister Simpson to tell Miss Emmeline that I wanted to see her.
That was exactly the thing to do.
That was the biggest one mistake I ever made in my whole life.
It was, huh?
I sat there in that parlor from 5 o'clock till 8 o'clock, waiting.
2 hours, huh?
3 hours.
Oh, sat there an extra hour. Well, was you by yourself all that time?
I wish I had have been. Maud Toop sat in the rocker next to me, practical the whole time I was there.
Well, that was nice.
Nice? Have you ever sat for 3 hours and listened to Maud Toops tell all about her ailments?
Well, not for 3 hours. No, I don't believe I have.
She claims there ain't a doctor in the country that can figure out what's the matter with her. She's the only one that knows.
Well, she ought to know. That's all she's been studying on for the last 30-odd years. I never seen nobody enjoy poor health like she does.
Well, if she ever finds out there's nothing wrong with her, she'll just run plumb out of conversation. I know that.
Yeah, well, did you ever get to see Miss Emmeline?
Oh, yeah. I seen her. I wish now I hadn't, though.
Why? What happened?
Well, at 8 o'clock, she comes rushing into the parlor all dressed up, smiling.
Well?
My heart just starts pounding, and I stand up, and she walks right on by me and grabs hold of Frank Foster's arm like it was a rope somebody throwed her while she's drowning.
Frank Foster? Where'd he come from?
I don't know. Walked in the front door just then. She must have been watching for me from the upstairs window.
Did they go somewhere together then?
Must have.
Oh.
And you ought to saw her, looking up into his eyes, laughing. I hate and despise that snake in the weeds.
Miss Emmeline?
No, Frank Foster.
Oh, him.
Granny, I've got to save her from him, Abner.
Save her?
Look, will you do me a favor?
Why, sure, if I can. I don't believe I could whip Frank Foster, though. He's bigger than I am.
I don't mean that.
I could use a baseball bat, I reckon.
Well, it ain't that.
Texas leaguer him a little.
Look, Miss Emmeline won't talk to me no matter what I do.
Bunny done a third base.
So why don't you call her up and tell her how sorrowful I am that everything turned out the way it did, and then start telling her what a wonderful man I actually am, how kind and thoughty I am, how good-looking and intelligent I am.
Oh, just, make up a lot of stuff, huh?
Tell her the truth.
Well, now, make up your mind, Lom. One minute.
I'll ring her up for you.
Tell what he wants me to tell her.
You don't know how much this means to me, Abner. You just got to do it. I'm depending on you. Tell her that I... Oh, wait a minute. I think speaker here lifting the receiver. Here, here.
Oh, I don't shove it clean down my throat. Hello, Miss Emmeline. This is Abner Peabody. Lum is a sorrowful man. Lum is sorrowful. He's a wonderful man.
Tell her I got a heart of pure gold.
He's got a heart of pure gold. Gold heart or something. Huh?
Tell her I love dogs and children.
How's that?
Tell her I'm the finest man you ever know.
Oh, keep quiet. I can't hear a word she's saying.
Well, listen to her. Don't miss a word of it.
How's that again, Miss Emmeline? Sort of rack them up and shoot them again. I missed out there somewhere.
I want you to recollect everything she said. I want you to tell me.
You're going to what crime?
What's she going to do? Invite me somewhere?
Oh, well, yes, Mom, I'll tell him. Yes, Mom. Goodbye.
What'd she say? I mean, hurry up and tell me. What'd she say?
She said she's going to call a town marshal and get out of injunctions against you.
Injunctions?
Yes, sir, and if you try to phone her or bother her again, they'll throw you in jail.
Well, I don't know, Lung, but from the way events have been stacking up, I'm afraid quite a few more things are going to happen to you before this is all straightened out. So join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.